AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was called Deflategate during the NFL playoffs. The New England Patriots were accused of using deflated footballs during a playoff game. The AP's Eddie Pels reports an NFL investigation says it's fairly certain some Patriots employees deflated footballs, and quarterback Tom Brady was generally aware of it.
Between the text messages that were sent and the fact that the balls right before the AFC title game disappeared for a minute and a half with an equipment man into a bathroom gives them every reason to believe that the deed was done.
The Patriots eventually won the Super Bowl. The Obama administration is considering a request from the mayor of Baltimore to investigate the city's police force. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake asked for the probe following last week's riots triggered by the death of a young black suspect detained by police. And fresh from a visit to Baltimore, Attorney General Loretta Lynch will decide what's needed. Here at the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says the veteran prosecutor who's taken over the Justice Department is the right person for this.
She has a very good understanding of the way that those law enforcement and prosecutorial enterprises should conduct themselves.
Rawlings Blake says complaints against her police force are down in recent years, but justice should still look for patterns of discrimination or excessive force. Mark Smith at the White House.
A new report from the Inspector General at the Internal Revenue Service says nearly 1,600 IRS workers evaded taxes over a 10-year period. A small percentage of the workforce, but most of those employees were not fired. A woman near Tampa, Florida, ordered a pizza online and sent along a message. She and her children were being held hostage.
If we didn't have that, who's to say how she could have got out.
Pizza Hut manager Cindy Hamilton called police, and Cheryl Treadway's boyfriend was later arrested. She and her children are safe. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 85 points. This is AP Radio News. On Capitol Hill today, Elton John called on Congress to continue funding for the fight against AIDS.
There is a window of opportunity before us, a window through which we can very clearly see the end of AIDS within my lifetime. We cannot afford to let the window close.
John says quitting now could mean the rise of drug resistance, higher transmission rates, and what he calls a ruthless pandemic with disastrous and far-reaching consequences. Errol Brown has died. He was the lead singer in the 70s of the band Hot Chocolate.
Where you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in
Brown moved to Britain from Jamaica with his mother when he was 12 years old. In 1981, Hot Chocolate played at a pre-wedding party for Prince Charles and Lady Diana at Buckingham Palace. Errol Brown died. He was 71. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.